All right, hey fighters, welcome to Contractor Fight TV. Listen, I want to talk to you just for a minute here today, a couple minutes, to inspire you. I want to wake you up a little bit, inspire you, help you to be a little bit better today than you were yesterday. And here's what it comes down to. Listen, life can be tough. You know, think about all the stresses that we have in life, the pressures that we have in life. You've got money stuff, you've got relationship stuff, you've got your health, you have things with your kids, things with your parents, things around the house and work and whatever it is. There's pressure coming from us, from all angles at us, right? It's attacking us from all angles. And sometimes it could feel overwhelming. Sometimes you can lie abed at night, paralyzed, trying to figure out what the fuck I need to do in order to make my life better. When am I going to finally get a win, right? Man, I can tell you, there have been hundreds, probably thousands of times in my life that I've been laying awake at night and I feel just boom, boom, my heart is pounding out of my chest because I don't know how I'm going to hang on. I don't know how I'm going to take the next step at some point in my life. But here's the thing. Here's what I want to encourage you guys with today. I want you to remember why you started. Remember what you wanted when you started. Think about your business. You know, you're working hard to grow your business. You're working hard to make ends meet and all this other stuff. Remember what you wanted when you started this journey. You wanted the independence. You wanted the freedom. You wanted to fucking take care of your family. You wanted to be a badass provider. Remember the goal. Remember what you wanted, damn it. All right. Another thing, remember how you're going to feel tomorrow morning if you give up today, if you back down today, if you cave today and you give up and you throw in the towel, remember how the hell you're going to feel. Think about how you're going to feel tomorrow morning looking back on the day before. All right? Don't do that to yourself. Don't be that guy. Think of the people who are counting on you to fucking show up every day, do your damn job to the best of your ability, be a goddamn professional. Think of those people. They're counting on you to be all those things. They're counting on you to show up. They're counting on you to bring the bacon home and put the check in the bank and buy food for the kids and pay the mortgage and get your ass out of debt or whatever your situation is in your life. Think of the people that are counting on you to be healthy and to take care of your mind and your body and your soul. Don't you dare fucking give up. Don't you dare lay down your arms and surrender. There's too much at stake for you to back down. So I want to give you a couple tools here to help you stay the course. Number one, and these are things that I try to implement in my own life. And listen, every few days, every few weeks, every couple months, whatever. Guys, I have my times when I go mentally in the frickin' tank and I am about ready. If there was a bridge high enough in my hometown here, I'd probably find it and jump off the fucking thing. All right? But here's the deal. Couple tools. I got three tools I want to talk about here today quickly for you. The first is this. You have to have daily clarity. You have to have daily clarity about what the hell you want. See, here in the Contractor Fight, my daily clarity that I put in front of myself every day in writing here, right here in my journal, I'm banging on the table, okay, is to build the world's most impactful organization for contractors. That is my clarity, to equip, to inspire, to empower at least 1 million contractors to earn respect and dignity again, to make shit piles of money, and to create a better future for their families. See, I believe when I accomplish that goal, I'm going to make the world a better place. And that's one of the things that drives me is having that daily clarity. And I'll tell you what, the days that I mentally go in the tank, the days that I'm ready to slam my balls in the door 10 times and, you know, give up, those are the days that I don't take time to revisit my daily clarity. All right, second tool I want to give you here today. You must have daily accountability with another FW, All right. And if you're new to the show, you don't know what that means. That's a fucking winner. Hashtag FW is a fucking winner. Okay. You got to have daily accountability with another FW. For me, it's one of my business partners, Derek. Him and I, twice a day, we touch base every single day of the week. 7 days a week. Every week, every month. We touch base twice, once in the morning and once at night, and we take a screenshot or a picture of our planner, our agenda, what we're planning to do today. And then at the end of the day, say I got five non-negotiable things that I got to get done today. At the end of the day, I'm going to put how many of the five I've got done. So 4/5 or whatever it is. And he does the same with me. And you know what? What's been great about that is I'm accountable to another winner, which will lead me to my next point here, and I'll get into that in a minute, but it keeps me on my toes. And the days that I go in the tank, the days that I'm thinking about throwing in the towel and all that other stuff are few and far between, whatever the fuck the saying is, all right? It hardly ever happens anymore. Or if I go in the tank mentally, it doesn't happen as often or for as long because I have my daily accountability with another FW. Okay, we simply share. It takes like a minute in the morning and a minute at night. And don't tell me you can't fucking do that. If you can't do that, then you don't deserve to fucking win. All right, I sent a picture and I of my planner. That's it. And at the end of the day, I give a recap. How many things I got done, what I plan to do, and what I got done. And guys, that creates momentum, daily momentum. Third thing I want to share with you today, third tool is this. Hang with FWs. Hang with FWs. Guys, when I'm down, I got my people, and my people are FWs. When I'm done in my mind and I'm looking for that bridge or that rope to hang myself with, okay, I have my people. And the more time I spend with my people, the stronger I am. So let me give you some criteria for my people here, okay? So a lot of us are hanging out with people we shouldn't be hanging out with. They might be your people, but they might be the wrong fucking people because they're not FWs. My people are this. Number one, they have to be positive human beings. Glass is half fucking full type people. In fact, screw that. The glass is full. In every situation, even when it sucks, the glass is full. I want to be around positive human beings, okay? Because we have 60, 80, 90,000 thoughts that run through our minds every single day of the week. 90% of them are the same thoughts from yesterday, and 90% of those are negative. That's just how we naturally roll as a human being. So if I'm not doing everything I can to make sure that the people I interact with every day are fucking positive, then I'm going to have a much harder time staying optimistic, keeping my vision in front of me, creating momentum, and doing the shit that I need to do to be a freaking winner in my life. All right? So positive. You got to be a positive human being. That's one of my criteria. Another one is they got to be truth tellers. I want people around me that will tell me the truth. Tom, I get that you're having a hard time right now. I get that this is going on in your life, or this is going on in your business, this is going on in your finances, or your health, or whatever. But dude, get your fucking head right. Get your head out of your ass. Be a fucking professional and do what you got to do. All right, I want people in life to tell me that. Now listen, they don't have to do it in the style that I'm talking about right now with a bunch of swearing and hard-nosed in-your-face stuff, but you better have people in your life that will tell you the truth.
Hey, listen, if you were a home improvement contractor doing $750,000 or more in sales, you know that there are so many demands on your time. And here's one thing I've learned working with companies, you know, at that revenue mark all the way up to $50, $60 million companies, is as you want to grow and scale your business, one of the greatest things that you could do is truly learn how to use your energy, how to use your time, how to find that one nail that you need to be hitting in on a regular basis in order to help your company get to that next level. And so I want to share with you real quick about my One Nail program. Listen, One Nail is a high performance implementation group for those who are already winning in their business. This is not for somebody who's already broke or who's broke, who can't get the phone to ring, who's struggling to eat. It's for those contractors who want to move faster towards greater success without all the typical bullshit, okay? It is for action takers. In fact, consistent implementation is a requirement to stay in the program. And listen, this in this program, we're going to show you how to take the right action, and we're going to guarantee your results, or we actually refund your money, okay, at the end of the program. And so we're going to cover leadership, rapid growth for your business, systems, marketing, things like that. Because at the end of the day, if you are not truly focused on the things that matter most in your business, you're going to continue to wake up year in and year out in the same place. So go ahead and go to thecontractorfight.com/1-nail. Contractorfight.com/1-nail, and hit the link, fill the thing out, and see if you apply. We'll get on the phone and we'll have a great conversation. Have a great day. You guys rock.
Third criteria for my people. They have proven over time that they care about me. Through thick and thin, they are there, and they accept me with all my bullshit and all that other stuff. And at the end of the day, they don't judge the fuck out of me, but they make me feel like I'm a winner. They make me feel like I'm important. They accept me despite all the bullshit that I sometimes bring to the table. And then the final criteria is they have to be successful in areas of their life that I want to be successful in. So, guys, listen. The worst thing you can do is go get advice from somebody when you're struggling to make money. The worst thing you can do is go ask somebody who's fucking poor how to make money. Okay, listen, here's the thing. There's a million people in the world with amazing ideas, right? They got all these ideas to make money, all these ideas for businesses and all this other shit. But at the end of the day, if you don't execute and actually cash the fucking checks, it's not a good idea. All right, so, or why the hell would I want to take advice from somebody who's fat and out of shape and diabetic and all that shit, all right, if I want to get in shape? So be picky about who you're listening to. All right. So guys, here we go. Wrap this thing up. Get clear. Daily clarity. Be accountable. Hang with fucking winners. It's that simple. All right? Don't you dare give up. Figure it out. Do what it takes to win. You know, we live in this society where every fucker gets a trophy for showing up. And you see these things like, I don't lose, I learn. Well, you know what? I think that's a bunch of horse shit. I get what the point is. Like, yeah, you need to look at your failures and this and that and fail forward and all this other bullshit that the positive gurus talk about. But let's just call it what it is. Sometimes you get your fucking ass kicked. I mean, I don't know about you, but I've been in a fight. I've been in lots of fights in my life. I mean, I remember smarting off to the wrong guy, and the last thing I remember seeing was the number 14 on the bottom of his boot as he kicked my face in and knocked my ass out. All right? Sometimes, just this is a fact of life, guys. Sometimes you get your ass kicked and you lose. Yes, sometimes you fail. If you have a sales goal of $75,000 this month and you didn't hit the goal, guess what? You fucking failed. Okay, now learn from it. Look back and go, what the hell did I not do? What did I do? Why did I waste my time? Where was I a wuss in the sales process? Did I not make my follow-up calls? What were the actions that I didn't take? And I'm going to learn from it. But no more of this freaking, you know, letting ourselves off the hook by talking about how I don't really lose and all this other shit. I don't even know where I'm going with this tangent. But guys, don't you fucking give up. Figure this shit out. Do what it takes. Sacrifice. Find a damn way to win the game. Find a way to win the game. If you ain't making dick right now in your contracting business, then guess what? Figure that fucking shit out. Join the Contractor Fight Facebook group. Hire a fucking coach. All right, do what it takes to win. Otherwise, why the hell are you playing the game if you don't want to win? You know, a lot of us say that we want to win, but our actions don't back that shit up. Don't you dare fucking give up. All right, so listen, two things I have for you here today that I would love for you to do as a result. If this helped you at all today, if this helped you get your head out of your ass at all today, I would ask you to do two simple things. Number one, hit subscribe to this YouTube channel. All right? Hit subscribe. Those of you that are listening to this on the podcast, this is also being put on YouTube. So get your fucking asses over to YouTube, look up Contractor Fight TV and subscribe. Because then you can see my facial expressions when I'm swearing, which is always fun for everybody. Number two, second thing I'm going to ask you to do is get our daily fight tips. You can consume these in less than 2 minutes a day. Sometimes they're written, sometimes they're audio, sometimes they're a quick little video. All right, they come through email. So, and you can get on the list by simply texting 719-299-3852. You'll get a link that'll come back to you. You hit the link, you fill in your email, and it's done. It's super quick, super easy. These are designed to help you stay in the game each and every day and be mentally sharp. I appreciate you guys hanging with me today. Let's rock this shit. Let's kick some ass. Don't fucking give up. Keep fighting. And let's live the damn life that we intended on living when we started. You guys rock. Stay the course. I appreciate you. I'm out.